Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to the Mental Mommy Podcast. Yeah! I am your host, Aranda, otherwise known as Mama Yaya, and I am so excited to be back with you guys. It has been a couple weeks, I want to say, after posting our first one on Valentine's Day. I have just been letting life get the best of me, and I will promise you that I will be more consistent from here on out. Eli is right here with me. You're probably going to hear the little baby coos or whatever. He is just being a hot mess. He wants to be up under his mommy, and we're just going to make this shit work, okay? So, first and foremost, I just want to say today, Elias Kirk is 10 months old. Yay! Say yay! Nope, he's starstruck. He can't say much. But, yeah, okay. He is officially 10 months old today. And I cannot believe it. It's almost time for birthday planning. I feel like I was just pregnant. Today, last year, was actually my baby shower. And it seems like I just had it out. He's so old. But what I wanted to talk to you guys about today is just postpartum, dealing with your new body, and just the fucked up stuff that people be saying to you. I am going to make this two parts because I wanted to talk about, one, what you don't need to be saying to new moms, and the second one, I think I wanted to divulge in being accountable and how we can be the best us that we can be in regards to health and just getting back on track. So if you are interested, let's get started. Okay, once again, before we get fully started, I just wanted to say thank you guys so much for all the feedback from our first podcast. I definitely listened to everything that everybody said, and I took it all in, and I was new to this, so yeah, I had some hiccups on the road, but we are taking that all into account, and we are still going to have a successful season. So before we get into the nitty-gritty, I just wanted to know, how has everybody been? How is your year going so far? What's some new shit that's going on with y'all? I know I have been obsessed with this show on Netflix called Love is Blind, and girl, these people are crazy. Me, I feel like I am a hopeless romantic, so I was watching it, getting all emotional, teary-eyed, just seeing how they are. But a lot of people felt like that shit's fake because they just met each other, and I just wanted to know, how do other people feel about that? Me, personally, I feel like they knew what they were getting themselves into. They came in with their entire hearts on the line. They put everything out on the table and they said, you know what? I'm going to find my husband, or I'm going to find my wife. I am going into this show with the intentions of leaving with a husband or wife. And I feel like when you do go in with that mindset, then perhaps it is real. Yes, it does. Hey, it is much, much quicker than the average, but all I'm focused on right now is finding me a spouse. I'm not focused on nothing else. There's no distractions, nothing else going on but me finding a spouse. So I just wanted to know what y'all think about it because I am obsessed. I just finished and I cannot. I am so obsessed with Cameron and what's her name? I'll include it later, but I am so obsessed with them. They are so cute, and they seem genuine from the beginning, and I love watching them together. Okay, so getting back to the nitty-gritty, I just wanted to give you guys a little bit of what's been going on since I've had Eli, and just how some people really try it, and I just don't understand. There are people out there, women especially, mothers especially, that will sit there and say some slick ass shit to you right after having a baby. And it's just, I'm so sick of it. And I just don't understand the gall of some people. But let me get started. Just a quick background so you know. Prior to becoming pregnant with my son, I was doing pretty well in the gym. I was going fairly often. I've always been in shape, but striving to be better. So I gave myself a goal, and I said that I really wanted to work on just being stronger. That's my biggest thing, even now, especially. I just want to be stronger and just leaner. But I had a goal. I was working out pretty consistently. I was eating pretty well. And I would say I was pretty much at my peak right before getting pregnant. I am about 5'1". I weighed about 144 pounds, give or take, before getting pregnant with him. And girl, every single person that saw me and my belly swore I was having multiples. I gained so much weight, and only in my freaking stomach and my hips and my butt. My butt looked so good and juicy. My butt looked good. I thought I was so beautiful pregnant. I love, even with my big ass stomach, I just thought my skin looked perfect. My hair was perfect. I just felt like I was beautiful. I had the perfect pregnancy glow. Afterwards, not so much. I remember right after I had my C-section, I was in the hospital, and I was so shocked because I looked down and my stomach was fairly flat. After gaining 60 pounds, yeah, at my C-section day, I did my final weigh-in, and I was at, are you ready, 206 pounds, 144 to 206 pounds. As soon as I was done with my C-section and I was able to use the restroom, I believe it was that evening, I looked and my stomach looked flat, and I was so shocked because it was just a big-ass shock. Like, what? I had this huge stomach forever, and now it's gone. But then, you know, the swelling came back. I did, you know how every woman is right after. They look a little bit bigger, but it is what it is. I created life. I had a child. I did not give two shits about that, especially not in a hospital. So, I'm the type that, honestly, in the hospital, I didn't really want visitors. I didn't really want to see anybody. I just wanted to bond with me, Eric, our new baby, and just get into our new lifestyle. And, you know, of course, Eli's grandmother, she wanted to stop by, his aunt, uncle, a couple friends here and there, they wanted to stop by. That was perfectly fine with me. But one of my good friends, she wanted to stop by. And she kept asking me, but I was dozing in and out of sleep, and I completely forgot. Next thing you know, I get a knock on my room door, and it's her, and she brought someone else. Okay. I was very fucking shocked because it was nighttime. Me and Eric were sitting in the bed. We have our baby. We're snuggling. We're watching TV. And next thing you know, like, there goes an uninvited guest. And not only an uninvited guest, it's somebody that I'm okay with, but not somebody I wanted to see right after having a baby. And not only that, he was on his phone the entire time. So, whatever. So, she comes in. She's just saying congratulations, asking to see the baby and stuff like that. She's holding the baby. She's happy. And, bitch, here comes the friend. He decides to look at me and say, oh my God, girl, you are so big. I just had a baby 24 hours ago. What the fuck do you want? So, I just had a baby, you know. Yeah, but look at your face. moment of silence for that shit. I got so irritated because at this point, you're still hung up on hormones. Everything is going all over the place. I just sat there and looked, and I couldn't even get the words out to just say, get out, get out. You're not invited back. You're not even supposed to be here. You're not invited to begin with. So I just sat there and looked, and I guess he got the hint. He got up. He went outside. He talked on his phone, and then that was basically it. I don't think he ever came back except to maybe say bye and then, you know, to get my friend. So that was number one. So once I heard that, I can say that it did affect my mood. Still thought nothing of it. From there, now, I was in the hospital another 2 days, and it was time to go home. I went to put on my clothes to go home, and that's when I realized, here I am being freaking super self-conscious, which I had no reason to be because I just created life. But, you know, it's all brand new. Your hormones are all over the place. I'm over there stressing out about my going home outfit and how my stomach looks in it. That was probably one of my biggest regrets. That's not something to be stressing over, but whatever. I just knew that when I came home, it was going to be a lot of people at my house. And I just felt like everybody was going to judge me, honestly. A lot of people like to joke around and make comments about your weight and your size and such, and I just felt like I'm not in the mood to joke, and some people don't know when to not joke. But whatever, I came home, everybody greeted me with open arms. They told me I looked great. I felt good and happy. Everybody loved Eli because he's the best. But it was pretty cool. Now let's proceed to a couple days later. At this point, it was approaching Mother's Day. I believe I was 8 days postpartum, 9 days postpartum. I had my C-section. I'm home. I'm trying to get into the groove of things. Eric's on paternity leave, so he's home with me. And he told me for the first time he's about to leave and go get a haircut. And he was leaving me and E in the house by ourselves. Perfectly fine. No biggie. Next thing you know, I get a call from my gate saying that I had a visitor at the house. What? I'm still super sleep deprived. I did not invite anybody over. I'm so confused as to what you mean somebody's coming to my house. And why are y'all coming to my house when Eric's not here? Nobody probably knew, but whatever. So now I get the knock at the door. I open up my door, and it is a family member who shall not be named. They show up and said they wanted to see the baby. No biggie, I guess. I'm very sleep deprived. I don't even know if I took a shower that day. I don't know if I brushed my teeth that day. All my days mesh together, so I barely remember much. It's all just a blur. And here I am, you know, I bring out my baby, my prized possession. I'm so happy to show off my baby to everyone. And as I'm going to go walk away, I get told, mark my words, because it replays and replays and replays in my head, just like I have videographic memory. Damn, it looks like they still left a baby in you. I was so stunned. Even thinking about it right now, I'm taken aback. I don't even know how to say this. I just look and I say, excuse me, I did just have a baby a week ago. Yeah, but when my daughter had her kids, she bounced right back. She always bounced back with her kids. You're still big as hell. Now, everybody knows better. That is not something you say to somebody who just had a child. Not only just had a child, just had their first child. How disgusting is that? I don't care if you're older than me or whatever. That's disgusting. How dare you? To this day, how dare you? I can say that our relationship has never been the same. Simply because I felt like you had no respect for me, no respect for my house, no respect for my life, Nothing. I'm a new mom. I'm a new mom that's only been doing this shit for 7 days. And you're going to have the nerve to tell me how big I am and then going to go and touch my butt, talk about everything being so big and comparing me to somebody else. That, to this day, I can't. I simply cannot respect it at all. I am cordial, but I can't ever have a serious friendship like how I did before. With that being said, that goes on to just basically say that what I've noticed, and I'm not saying this is with this particular person, but what I have noticed is when you are confident or you do take pride in certain things that others do not, they seem to feel better making comments about it or trying to put you down. It's almost like some hater shit. I'm not even gonna lie. It almost seems like some hater shit. For example, I love makeup. I was a makeup artist for a very long time. I still do makeup here and there when people request it, but I'm a mom first, so but I love makeup. I love makeup since I was legit. I love doing makeup. I love making people look pretty. I love everything about makeup. I know there will be some moments where I'll sit there face beat. If you know me, you know. I could have on some fucking sweatpants and a baggy shirt. Probably have some damn applesauce or something on me, but that face is beat, okay? Face done. And people will just sit there and be like, oh, who you think you are? Who you think you are? All of that is so unnecessary. Or they'll do it like real sneak dissy way. Like, oh, you not hot? That's not hot. Or I can't do that. I can't do all of that all day. I'd rather sleep than do that. Baby, I could do this full face in 5.5 minutes flat. Okay, I am not worried about no sleep. I am not worried about nothing else. You do you and I do me and that's that. But I feel like because I took pride in my health, I took pride in my body, how I was about my fitness and just my overall look or how I presented myself to the world, I feel like because it is something that makes others uncomfortable, I want to say, they felt like they needed to put me down. And that's something that I've dealt with for years, but that's definitely not something you want to hear when you are freshly out, freshly from being cut. Like, can you wait until I'm done bleeding? Can you wait until they take my stitches out before you have something to say? Like, stuff like that is just so disgusting. And I feel like them older generations, like I said, we're most of us over here are millennial moms or millennial to-be moms. And y'all know that. Y'all know that older generation is real stank with that. They feel like they can say whatever they want and get away with it. And that is not okay. Because just because I am different than you doesn't make me superior or inferior. Honestly, we are all meant to be different. That's what makes the world go round. If everybody was just like me, it would be a hot ass mess. If everybody was just like you, it would be a hot ass mess. So respect how others do things. It's okay to be different, but it is not okay to be an asshole. That's it. That's all I want to say about that part. It is not okay to be an asshole. We are all growing. And for the people who do not have kids yet, watch your mouth. It is nasty. And for the women who are about to deliver, make sure everybody watches their fucking mouths before they say stuff to you. Even from there, when I went back to work, I went back about 3.5 months post, and everybody, my first day back, instead of just saying, hey, how are you? How's the baby? The first thing people were saying was like, oh, you're still thick. Oh, you still got that baby weight on you. I just created life. I was just creating life for 39 weeks. In 2 days. What else do you want from me? Do you think my focus right now is me dropping down? No. That might be somebody's reality. Bouncing back instantaneously might be somebody's reality. When it comes to this one right here, my focus on making sure my baby is healthy. Y'all so worried about what happened with me and how my body was, but then you fail to realize that my baby is just gaining inches and pounds and doubling his weight by the time I came back. All from me. And I'm more proud of that. My body can wait. This body right here, this little boy right here needs his nutrients, needs his mom. Everything else can wait. And now, seeing that I am 10 months post, yes, so far out of the 60 odd pounds, I'm down about 45. And you know what? I don't care. My scales stopped working and I don't care. As long as I feel comfortable with me and knowing that this is me, this is my reality, I will get to where I need to get to. And one thing I want to say again to the to-be moms, don't focus on bouncing back. Don't focus on your pre-baby body. You are not pre-baby anymore. You are a mom. You are a mom. You are not going to go back to your pre-baby body because you had a baby. You are definitely going to create whatever goals you have for yourself. They are definitely attainable, but don't ever sit there and say that it is an issue to rock the body that created life, because you created life. Not everybody has that opportunity to create life. If your hips are a little wider, your stomach's a little flabbier, embrace it. If you want to change it, that is a-o-freaking-kay. That is okay. But just know that you created life. That is an amazing goal. Don't ever feel ashamed of what you have now for bringing someone else into this world. I had a perfect, smooth, big ass stomach, but it was perfect all the way until about 37 weeks, and then I got some insane stretch marks on both sides of my hips. People pointed it out. Once again, you know how people are. People pointed it out. They would always talk about it, but did I give a fuck? I did. I'm not gonna lie, I did. But at the end of the day, would I do it all over again to have this little crazy baby that's right now yanking on my braids? Of course. Of course. This is my baby. I am so happy to have this baby. I don't care about nothing else right now. Not saying that I'm giving up altogether, but I'm saying right now, if I had to choose between something and my baby, I'm choosing my baby 100% every time. But I'm going to leave this one short and sweet. I just wanted to just give you guys a quick little update, and then look out for part two, because I am going to ruffle some feathers with part two. I always exude positivity, but I do like to ruffle some feathers, and I feel like I wanted to have a discussion where I call it our curse and converse. Okay, we are going to have some conversation about what is postpartum. Are you blaming it on postpartum, or is it really you? Because some stuff, let's be real, some stuff is you. It's not that baby. It's not breastfeeding. It's not the postpartum story. It's you. But we will get on to that a little bit later. Please, I just want to say a big thank you. Thank you so much for listening to us once again. And please connect with us on Instagram at @TheMentalMommy_, on Facebook, The Mental Mommy, Apple Podcasts, The Mental Mommy, Anchor, The Mental Mommy, Spotify, SoundCloud, all of our streaming networks. Please reach out to us. And once again, thank you so much for listening in to our second episode. Please look out episode 2 part 2 or episode 3 will be out shortly. Thank you guys so much. Bye-bye. Say bye-bye. 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 Not in the mood. Bye, you guys.